never try, we'll never know. If we keep the faith, our love will grow. We can see ourselves through the eyes we see. When you're around, nothing takes the place. If we never thought we could, it would never be. For as long as we want, we can keep love, can't you see? No limits, none that I could see. No limits, not one, not one for you or me. Limits, it can go into infinity.
Good morning and welcome to Solo Radio. This is Soul People with myself, Steve Plum, and Barry Malidi, and we're here for another Northwest special. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. You?
Excellent. I'm very well and looking forward to this today.
Yes, and you've got a bag full of great records again by the looks of it.
Thank
there.
You.
Looking forward to hearing a lot of these.
I've looked at the playlist there that you've brought in. It's looking a bit special.
Well, hopefully we're going to be playing you lots of great records. We've got quite a few unreleased things as well, as always. And the first record was Daryl Fletcher.
Brilliant.
No Limit, which has been out on Kent 7 now for a few months.
Yeah.
Absolutely great record that we played quite a bit last year.
Well, you've been championing
that. Yeah, great record. And we have another unreleased Daryl Fletcher later on in the show. The next record, 45 that's just come out from Lee Fields.
Taste the way. I believe that true love is a stone throw away. I believe that true love is a stone throw away.
Yeah, that's Lee Fields there, and a new 45 called You're the Kind of Girl, which absolutely sounds magnificent.
Great way to start the show. Where's that come from?
It's Lee Fields' own label, I think, in the States, and it's on 45, so what a fantastic
new,
record.
Old.
Brand new.
Brilliant.
I think it came out about a week ago or something
fantastic.
Like that. How good is that? Yeah.
I'll have to make sure I get hold of a copy of that.
I think you will, yes. I think you will. Now then, we've got a twofer coming up from Philadelphia International from yourself, Barry.
Yeah, two from the city of brotherly love. I'll say that again.
Yep.
Two from the city of brotherly love.
Let's hear them.
she's not around. Oh, New York City is a lonely town when the one you love is not around.
New York City. There you go, that was the Ebonys on Philadelphia International Records. I'm So Glad of Me. One that I've chosen because it's one of those Philly records that really doesn't get much of an airing.
Yeah, that's
true. But sounding very good.
Lovely. And I love the Ebonys. Great group.
Yeah, so... and then followed that with another Philly international track from 1973 on a recommendation from one Mr. Surly.
Yeah. Tell that story, what happened at Lawton the other week.
Yeah, we were at Lawton and early doors, we'd just set up and Richard come running and he said, listen to this record, it's absolutely fantastic. So he puts it on the decks and this lovely beat ballad starts and... I'm scratching my head thinking, I know this from somewhere. Look, watching the record going around saying, I know this from somewhere. But I must admit, it sounded fantastic in the big room. So basically, it was a guy called Dick Jensen from 1973. And I think it's a B-side. I'm not absolutely sure, but it's something called New York City is a Lonely Town.
It is a B-side because I've got double-sided demos of the other side. Okay, that peace of mind. Yeah.
Bit of research found out that Mr. Jensen was the most soulful guy in Hawaii.
In Hawaii, yeah. I've got the LP with him. His faces on the his Caucasian faces
that's,
on the
that's
front.
That's the
there.
One, yeah. But it sounds bit of a novelty record. Yeah. But I just thought it was nice to play on.
Brilliant.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, that's two from Philly, and we're going to actually follow it up with another one.
Another from Philly,
and an LP track only from Archie Bell and the Rels.
It's a real good.
so you wouldn't have to do without. Darling, it was me who nursed a girl when the fever had you down and out. You vowed to love me until you die and you dead. Then you took what belonged to me and you gave it away.
Jay and the Techniques there on Event Records.
Bit of
and,
a far cry from Apple Peach's Pumpkin
just
Pie,
a bit, yeah. And that's the record I've dug out and give it a dust down and reactivated it.
It sounded brilliant.
Yeah, that's something definitely destined for the next lay-in, which is on the 28th of April.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be on the freebie CD as well. It's the other side of Number Wonderful.
Yeah.
A record we used to play back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely,
yeah.
But I've not heard it out for years and it just sounds right. It
sounds really good. And the one before that, Archie Bell, how good was that?
Yeah, real good feeling. That is, especially for Derek Smith, who he asked me about it recently,
right.
And dug the album out, and there it was.
What is that album only?
It is an album only track, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be getting a spin at Yarmouth as well
in
a couple of weeks.
Very good, yeah.
Okay, Barry, we've got a couple of your current spins coming up.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
Mandra.
Thank you. of a love affair. I don't know if I should or shouldn't care. It seems I'll never be a winner. I was born to lose. Put a price on love, I couldn't pay my dues. Tell me, tell me. Why is it a part of my life? Is it this? It seems I'll never be a winner. I was born to lose. You put a price on love, I couldn't pay my dues. Tell me, tell me. It doesn't seem fair. I'm nobody to care. It's the ups, ups and downs of a love affair. Oh, tell me it's the ups, ups and downs of a love affair. Oh, tell me it's the ups, ups and downs of a love affair. Oh, tell me it's the
There you go, 1974. That was Eddie Horan and a track called The Ups and Downs of a Love Affair. That guy who brought us a great album in the late 70s with Turn My Love Back Around.
Yeah, I remember it well. Yeah, bought it as a brand new release.
Yeah, it's big mecha tracks. Yeah. That one and the one before it from 1980, Mandrill, My Kind of Girl, are both finding favour in the northern rooms at the moment. There's an openness to good 70s sounds being played in the northern rooms again, and they are two doing the business.
I've always thought that Mandrill would come roaring back if somebody played it.
It was instant. Yeah. Honestly, it was one of those things, give it a chance, and I played it down again at Lawton, and it really did pack the floor.
Yeah,
so,
I think it was played in the early days of the modern scene, but it's been one waiting to go.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I think you and Bob Hinsley behind
it. Playing it as well. Yeah.
I'm going to have to dig it out.
Yeah. Make sure that one goes in the box.
Okie dokie. So we're moving on, and we're going to play a couple of unreleased tracks. It wouldn't be the same on Sunday morning Soul People without the unreleased tracks. So try this one from Tommy Young.
Soulmusic.co.uk. We'll be right back. admirer of you. It seems hard to get through to show you what I have inside.
That's the unmistakable voice there of Richard Caton and Gotta Get Across to You.
Brilliant, remember
that? Yeah, the off the Grapevine CD from a couple of years ago that it's an unreleased track, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Richard Caton's going to do that at Yarmouth next week.
So that'll be, what, the 13th? He'll be on the 14th?
Yeah, I think Richard's on the Saturday night.
Have they commissioned a new crate?
Yeah. I see the Sam D's thing. I nearly missed that. Sorry. I'm sure Bob Cosby's got a crate ready for Richard to be standing.
Is Richard going to be there all over the weekend?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So will you get a chance to chat with him?
As it happens, on Sunday I'm interviewing Richard Caton. So hopefully we can get that. If we can get it recorded, obviously we can make a special on the radio of it. And I think it's going to go into Soul Up North as well, the magazine. So interviewing him, he's got loads of stories. There's going to be loads to talk about.
Well, he's in the right place at Yarmouth.
Well, absolutely, definitely. He's going to be hero worship. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. So anyway, Barry, we're moving on. And again, it's another twofer from you, but this time it's an album twofer.
Yeah, I've looked at a couple of albums out the collection where you get really two great tracks on one album, and this is the first one this morning. This is a guy by the name of Gene Samsa.
One night while all alone, we were close, so close. Then you just shut me out as if I were not there. I tried with all I had to bring you around. You just go deeper, baby, into your shell. Then when I talk to you about your way door. Now that I know your world is a private one, just to be shared with me when your days come undone. Now that I'm stronger and I know how you are, I'm gonna do the thing I should have done from the start. Baby, I'm walking away from you, baby. Yes, I'm leaving you, girl.
Gene Townsell from an absolutely brilliant album on Dobre Records and a track called There's No Use Hiding. And before that, in fact, I've got to say about There's No Use Hiding that is one of my all-time favourite tracks. I mean, it really just sends me. The other one, I keep trying to get away with this in the Northern Rooms. I've not had the success I thought I would have with it, but I'm going to keep plugging away at it. As I said, the other track from a great album, and that one's called I'm Walking Away.
Yeah, I know that. Obviously, I have the album and always love those two tracks, but I think you're showing off a bit here, Barry, because you just said it's an album, but you've just passed me the single.
Well, yeah.
And most collectors and and Soul Anorex know that there is an incredibly rare single
of the one.
Both sides. I'm walking away and there's no use hiding, and I've got it in my hands now. I've never held it before. You never let me hold it before.
No, it's not surprising.
This
is
a first. So anyway, two cracking tracks there, mate.
But if you can find the album, it's
oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, try this one now. Just changing the music slightly, a little bit of jazz and a little bit of Gil Scott Heron.
Madness. make my day. Make my day. You know just what to do and say.
Soulmusic.co.uk.
Just a little smile, a kiss every once in a while. And when we get a chance for a little romance, ooh, baby, drive me wild. You know just how to love me. You know all of my needs. You're the only one who can do it. So girl, let's get into it. Make my day. Oh, make my day. Make me feel so good. Make my day. Let us love it. Make my day. Make me feel so good.
Okay, now it's not every day that you can get to hear an unreleased Latimore track, but Soul People, Sunday Morning, we've just had a little exclusive there. That's an unissued Malico track called Make My Day.
And that's due?
I don't know. It's only landed this week. It does sound somewhat like it needs a bit of work doing to it.
But it's there, isn't it?
You've got to play an unreleased Latimore track definitely. When you get it, you know. And that just reminds me, we really should revisit his albums, particularly the early 70s ones. Absolutely.
Well, actually, a couple of his CDs from the 2K.
Absolutely.
Got really good. You know, the Southern Soul stuff that he's done on tremendous. New release CDs are worth investigating.
Absolutely. And before that, a record I've loved all my life, since it came out called Is That Jazz? Something I've been playing quite a bit. Love it.
I must admit, it's great to see people revisiting Gil Scott-Heron's catalogue and finding the depth of his work.
Absolutely.
Is brilliant.
What a man. What Excellent. A man. So Barry, we're moving on. We're not too far away from the end of the first hour, but I can see a very, very tasty 7-inch single, which we are going to have to talk about later. Tell me what it is.
This is the Detroit Spinners.
When I was a child, I found out to make it in this world, there's no doubt you've got. My papa's hand out, so mama had to make me get out to prove, yes, prove he was wrong, he was wrong. Life that was mine.
give time. Plus if I had to prove, I'll do fine. Yes, prove, yes, prove, he was wrong.
The J.O.B. Orquestra.
Orquestra.
Yeah, and Don't Want That Illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Private joke here, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Pass me another drink. And that's a track that's currently being featured in the Modern Rooms. I think we've played it off and on for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah.
But, Sam's got hold of a copy on 7.
Has he now?
So that's getting a little bit of hammer. Right.
That makes sense.
But at last, you know, because it's a great record.
Yeah.
Before that, 1974 on Atlantic Records, and I've got to say, a record that means a lot to me because it came from an album called New and Improved.
Yeah.
And that album really was something that really turned me onto soul music in a big way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Philip Wynne's
yeah.
voice on that album was a revelation to me.
I've got to say, though, I saw the single and I got all excited before we played it. And then if you just explain what
it
is.
It's rumoured, apart from the album, only to come out on the B-side of a British single.
Yeah,
And I've picked this up on vinyl. but it's actually a German white demo bit, so we're going to be anarchy. It looks like an American single, and you thought, there's an American.
I thought I'd spied an American, an Atlantic white demo of American of that track, which I obviously know is only a UK only. So I thought, but it's great anyway.
Yeah,
it looks fantastic.
Yeah, nice to have. Yeah.
So we've had to come to the end of the first hour. It's shot by, as always, Barry. You're listening to Soul People, Steve Plum and Barry Malidi, and Barry, we're going to go out with your final track of the first hour.
Yeah, album tracking, a record that's not known by many in this format, but the original by Clifford Coulter.
Yeah,
big Yarmouth tune, big modern soul tune. This is YBS Yeats Brothers and Sisters, and the track called Just Can't Fight the Feeling.
Okay, let's hear it. We'll see you in hour two.
I just can't fight the feeling. Just can't fight the feeling. Slow up, little girl, and let me speak. What I'm about to tell you, Mama, most men will sell you. I find it hard, baby, trying to live my life without you. I still feel your presence in everything I try to do. I must be.